Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Social Security benefits are expected to rise pretty dramatically next year. You know, there's been so much talk about inflationary pressure and continued inflationary pressure at least through the end of this year and the effect on retirement income. Now, one of the flip sides of that is what can you expect out of your cost of living increase with Social Security? The June increase in the Consumer Price Index was the largest year-over-year increase since 2008, up 5.4% from the previous month over the year. Pretty remarkable inflation pressure. Based on the June CPI data, Mary Johnson, a Social Security analyst for the Senior Citizens League, projects Social Security benefits could increase 6% in 2022, which is nearly five times the 1.3% increase that we had earlier this year in January 2021. And that result could be the largest annual cost of living increase in Social Security benefits since 1983. If you think back to the late 70s, early 80s, and the huge inflationary pressure we have. So that means a nice cost of living increase on your Social Security income. So that's a good thing. Now, what does that mean for the future? I do want you to be careful that you don't overestimate Social Security's ability to keep up with cost of living. You do have cost of living increases, and since the early 1970s, the average cost of living increase has been between 2 and 2.5%, actually a little bit closer to 2.5%. But since not 2009, it's been down under 1.5%. Now, you know, this one, and we've had 3 years, I think it's 3 years since 2009, there's been no increase in the benefit. Believe it or not, even with cost of living increases, from 2000 to 2020, the average Social Security beneficiary, somebody drawing income from Social Security, in terms of what they can buy with that monthly income, they've lost a third of their purchasing power in that 20-year period since 2000, and that's with the cost of living increases. So that's a remarkable loss of purchasing power. What that tells us is the cost of living increase is not truly keeping up with the cost of living that retirees truly see in their lives day to day. So what this means is that over time, you're going to need to depend less on Social Security and more on your own income-producing assets. Now, if you have a pension with a cost of living adjustment, that helps. If you have a pension with no cost of living adjustment, that makes it even more important. So in your financial plan, you need to make sure that as you look to the future, you can grow your assets enough, especially in this inflationary environment, to be able to produce more income where you can draw more from your life savings to offset this inflation, because the Social Security is not likely to be as effective as you would like. So be sure you have that type of a financial plan in place.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.